This episode of Real Time Real Estate is brought to you by St. Louis Realtor's silver sponsor, U.S. Bank. Thank you to U.S. Bank and all of our 2024 sponsors. Welcome to Real Time Real Estate, a podcast brought to you by St. Louis Realtor's, your voice for real estate. I'm Kylie Beasley, Marketing and Communications Specialist and your podcast producer. And today I'm joined by the Young Professionals Network Chair, Kristen Beam, and Vice Chair, Brandon Bulk. Thank you both for joining me today.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having us here.
Happy to be here.
To get started, Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? This isn't your first time on the podcast, but maybe if somebody missed your last appearance.
Sure, absolutely. So like you said, I'm Kristen Beam. I have been in real estate for about 6 years, and I lead a small team based out of the Wildwood area. I have been involved with the Young Professional Network for about 2 years now, and my last podcast here was from our 30 Under 30 event last year, which is something I'm super excited to be a part of from 2023.
I'm Brandon Bulk, and I've been licensed since 2016. My wife and I, we work together. We work out of Remax Integrity in Sunset Hills. Scott Haggerty's our broker, and I just am trying to step out of my comfort zone, get into some new organizations and try to do some new things to help our fellow realtors and community.
I'm glad to see that you're trying to get more involved. We always like to see that around here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, good. Can one of you explain to us maybe if our listeners don't know what YPN is?
Yeah, sure. I'll take that one. So YPN is basically a group of realtors who want to band together. It doesn't matter on the age. Even though the name is Young Professionals Network, it doesn't mean you have to be young. You can be young at heart. You can have energy. It doesn't matter if you're 80 years old. We're just trying to get together to let all new agents and current agents feel more welcomed, bring together a community, and just try to help each other grow and become better people.
That sounds great. And do you guys have any goals for 2024? And can you share what maybe your plans are for achieving those goals?
Yeah, definitely. So as a YPN board, we get together 6 times a year for meetings to talk about how things are going, how we're impacting the realtor community. And then we do 4 more kind of public events to the Greater Realtor Association. And so our primary goal this year is to increase the attendance and the engagement at those events to really kind of have a greater reach. And one of the ways that we're doing that is we've actually put together kind of subcommittees within our board to make personal invitations to people that have attended before, people that just got their licenses, people that really might be able to value and benefit from what we're offering. And so far it's going fantastic because we just finished up a sold out event. We had 200 registrants, which I've only been a part of YPN for a couple of years, but I don't think we've had that before. So we're off to a great start, and we're super grateful for our greater board and everyone that's attended.
You guys are putting on events that people are really finding useful. This morning was about using video on social to build your business. I think that it's really incredible that you guys are actually finding what people want to see.
It's kind of like what they talked about in the event. If you're not in front of how current events are evolving, you're behind.
Yeah.
So you got to get in there. Social media is here to stay. Video mm-hmm. is here to stay.
Absolutely.
And people's attention span is much lower on a text. So if you put out a video, they're much more inclined to watch it. And that's what we're trying to help everybody else utilize so we can all grow our business.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's amazing. Well, you know, we're talking about the event that happened as we're recording this morning, but do you guys have any other events coming up that listeners might be able to attend?
We do. So we got a really cool event coming up. It's called our Speed Niche, where we have multiple different specialists of specific areas of the real estate world that can sit at like a round table type event, and other agents can get together with them and pick their brains and just kind of get quick 10 to 15 minute segments of like nuggets of how to basically improve in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So the topics we're going to have for this event is we're going to have a commercial specialist, an appraiser, real estate investing and property management, inspections. We're going to have a luxury agent talking about the luxury side of business, AI. And we spoke with Nick Niehaus, and he's really excited to come back. So we're going to bring him back because this was a
good.
Huge success. Mm-hmm. And then real estate, current affairs, legal matters, things of that nature.
Sure.
So very timely.
Yes, very timely.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. We all thought that was perfect for this.
Okay.
This is an event actually we've done for the last 2 years as well. So this is kind of become our third annual. And it's something I look forward to every year because it's just different than all the other real estate events that we put together at the association that I've been a part of. You know, there's no keynote. It's not like a lecture style. You literally sit down at a table. We start a timer. You get 10 to 15 minutes and then you up and move to the next one. So you almost leave wanting more, which I think is just so exciting and so fun. And it's in the evening time, kind of happy hour style. So it's just a great way to get to know a lot of different people in the industry.
The time will be doors opening at 5 p.m. And the event will begin at 5:30 and end at 7:30.
Mark your calendars.
I actually went to that event last year, the Speed Niche Knowledge, and I really liked it. And I learned a lot about commercial real estate that night. I just kind of hung out around James Deering and, you know.
I kind of had a similar experience with the appraiser that was there. It was very timely for me. We see appraisals all the time in our business, but I had one that I was kind of arguing with, you know, in my real job. So they had a really timely example. I'm like, well, hypothetically, how would you see this? Or would you also consider it this way? And we just had such a great conversation and it was just a lot of fun. I learned a lot. I got a different perspective on some things that, you know, something we see every day, but just a different opinion. It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of those types of examples are exactly what this event's geared towards. Mm-hmm. Just getting a little something that you can enjoy and appreciate and maybe close a door that might have been open for something you weren't too sure of.
Absolutely.
And get somebody in the forefront.
Especially for new agents that haven't decided, you know, kind of where they want to land and build their business yet. It's a really good way to just get a look into what other folks are doing. You know, maybe you've never tapped into the luxury market. I know when I talked to CM Hall a couple of years ago, I was like, you spend what on your listings? Like just the expectation of some of these luxury properties, you know, what they expect you to spend in marketing. And I mean, I remember he was saying that, you know, you really had to know like your wallpaper brands, for example, because you had to know kind of what that consumer valued. And I was like, wallpaper brands, like that's not necessarily me. Yeah. And it's not something I decided to get into, but it was just so fascinating to me. And, you know, a totally different example was speaking with someone in commercial. Last year, I was having a conversation with one of our attendees and they're like, commercial sounds right up my alley. You don't work weekends. Like just the lifestyle of what that commercial agent was explaining was so much more fascinating to this particular attendee at our event. And you never would have even known necessarily that that was an option if someone in your office or your team isn't doing exactly that. So it's a cool way to really see different avenues of real estate.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you both so much for being here today. Where can people find you online if they'd like to?
Absolutely. So as a Young Professional Network, we're really active on Facebook. So you can find us at Young Professional Network St. Louis, I believe, is our Facebook page. On a personal note, I'm more active on Instagram. So you can find me at Kristen Beam, B-E-A-H-M, or my team page at KB Collective Real Estate.
I'm also big on social media. I've got an Instagram, and my personal is Brandon Balk. Find me on Facebook if you like to watch food reviews. And I've also got my team page, Balk Realty, on Instagram and on Facebook. So yeah, check us out. We're there.
Thank you both so much for being here today. I really appreciate your time. And if anyone is interested, again, you can find more information about YPN at www.stlrealtors.com/YPN.
Thanks so much for having us, and we'll see you guys on April 18th.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Real Time Real Estate, a podcast brought to you by St. Louis Realtors. Join us next time for more on real estate news, trends, and industry insights. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. St. Louis Realtors, your voice for real estate.